From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. China is not happy over the route taken by a U.S. Navy ship. China responded with anger today over a decision by the U.S. Defense Department to send a Navy warship to carry out what is called a freedom of navigation operation in the disputed South China Sea. The U.S. William P. Lawrence sailed within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-occupied Fiery Cross Reef to, quote, challenge excessive maritime claims of some claimants in the South China Sea. That according to a State Department spokesman. China responded to that with Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang telling a daily news briefing that the ship entered Chinese waters illegally and that the move threatened peace and stability in the region. Reuters reports that China scrambled jets in the area. China has built a 10,000-foot runway and other military facilities on the disputed island. Barack Obama will become the first U.S. president to visit Hiroshima in Japan later this month, but he will not apologize for the United States dropping of an atomic bomb on the city at the end of World War II. That, according to White House reports, awarded the Nobel Peace Prize early in his presidency in 2009, in part for his commitment to nuclear nonproliferation. Obama, on May 27th, will tour the site of the world's first nuclear bombing with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The White House said that the end of his last term in office, approaching in January 2017, the U.S. president will highlight his continued commitment to pursuing the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons. The visit comes as part of a May 21st to 28th swing through Asia, which will include a Group of Seven summit in Japan. This is VOA News. Security forces in Afghanistan Tuesday recovered the son of a former Pakistani prime minister after 3 years of captivity from an al-Qaeda-affiliated group. Unknown gunmen kidnapped Al-Haider Gilani, son of the ex-prime minister Yusuf Raza Gilani, from a 2013 election rally in his native southern city of Multan, and his whereabouts were unknown until now. In a statement released Tuesday by the Foreign Ministry, Afghan National Security Advisor Hanif Atmar is quoted as telling his Pakistani counterparts he has been recovered today in a joint operation carried out by the Afghan and U.S. security forces in Ghazni, Afghanistan. Speaking to VOA, Kabul's ambassador to Islamabad, Hazrat Omar Zikalwal, said steps like recovery of Gilani will encourage efforts to improve bilateral ties between Pakistan and Afghanistan.
I hope that the cooperation between security forces continues. Elements that threaten individual or larger than individual safety and security for people on either side are treated as enemies of both sides, we do move on a more positive course with respect to our relationship.
Yusuf Raza Gilani was Prime Minister of Pakistan from March 2008 to April 2012. His kidnapped son made contact with the family about a year ago to tell them that he was well. One man was killed, three others injured, in a knife attack at a German railway station outside Munich Tuesday morning. Police said they have arrested a 27-year-old German in connection with the attack, which took place around 5 in the morning local time at the station in the small town of Grafing, about 23 miles east of Munich. Prosecutors have said they believe the man had an apparent Islamist motive. At least they said that initially. Local media report witnesses hearing the assailant shout, "Allahu Akbar, God is great," during the attack. The assailant made remarks at the scene of the crime that indicate a political motive, apparently an Islamist motive, according to a spokesman for the prosecutor's office. He said, "We're still determining what the exact remarks were." North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided over a massive parade in the center of Pyongyang Tuesday, marking the end of the country's ruling party Congress, during which he solidified his grip on power. Hundreds of thousands of brightly dressed North Koreans marched through the square named for Kim's grandfather, the regime founder Kim Il-sung. Others rode floats bearing patriotic slogans as Kim watched and waved to the crowd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.